Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. The Bible story about Jonah is our focus this week on Morning Prayer. We're looking at the lessons it teaches, since those, rather than the story's historical accuracy, are the important things. So far, we've seen that everyone is worthy of salvation, and that salvation is possible, even if we think we're hopelessly swallowed up in some problem. After his encounter with the fish, Jonah gets another opportunity to do what he should have done in the first place. God again tells him to go to Nineveh to get the people there to give up their evil ways. He does go and tells the people they need to reform. And they do it. The king, symbolic of the governing thought in Nineveh, declares that everyone should turn to God. Everyone should fast, that is, give up their material ways of thinking and acting, and turn to God, to more spiritual ways of thinking and acting. They do, and they are saved, reinforcing the story's point that everyone is worthy of salvation regardless of past behavior. Just like Jonah and the Ninevites, we today have multiple opportunities to follow divine guidance. Instead of being focused on materiality or on our own opinions of who and what are right or wrong, who or what is worthy or unworthy, we can let increased spirituality govern our thinking and acting. We may slip up sometimes, but we can always turn back to more spiritual perspectives and follow them. May we, like Jonah and the Ninevites, realize that salvation is always possible and experience it in humanly tangible ways today. Amen.